Okay, so today we're in Acts of the Third Nephites, chapter 9, verse 5, and Dewey is going to lead our discussion. You want to unmute yourself, Dewey?
Okay, well, so as we all know, we're learning about the essence of living consecration. And verse 5 goes, nonetheless, an assessment was made of the abilities and accomplishments of each of the individuals or families to direct them to a trade, whether among the affairs of the church, of those who were wealthier, or even according to an office that would allow the church to intervene in the aid with some commerce or breeding grounds and animal care, or even plantations, for the purpose of this family to get their livelihood according to the desires of their own heart. Always having a reserve for the well-being of his family, and the rest returned to the storehouse for the consecration and benefit of others. When I first read that, I was thinking, boy, that's a lot of direction from the council. But then it says, according to the desires of their heart. And then I got thinking, okay, because in our, at least up here, the people I know, we pretty much choose our own occupation, and we might pray about it, but I don't know that the church ever says, gee, Dewey, you'd be a good records keeper or something. So, which I wouldn't be, not without a spell checker, but, yeah, that was my first thoughts. Any thoughts on that verse?
Yeah, it just looks like they're trying to handle the needs of all the people by looking at the resources that and how people could apply those resources in business or occupation to help everyone.
Yeah, and I suppose they would be making sure that everybody has a job. I think in the LDS, we do that quite well from what I've seen. Almost everybody has something to do in the ward, unless they say, no, I don't want to.
But these
But
are not
yes.
jobs in a church. These are jobs in the making a living and feeding the people and so forth.
Yes, but it'd be like that economically
Yeah.
was where I was going, is that you would make sure that everyone, I don't know where the cutoff is, but Susie Q is babysitting, and this 16-year-old is watering, and but anyway, it seemed a lot more directed in the economic survival of the stake. Somebody want to take over and read?
I can read verse.
Great.
Therefore, it was stipulated a period of time in which this family would receive resources until it was able to support itself with its own stewardship. If this period ended without having reached enough for himself and his family, then the church would make new preparations so that he could obtain the sustenance of his house.
So yeah, to me, it's almost sounds like a calling. You'd given the calling that, okay, we want you to clean out the barn and do, or maybe raise a crop, and we'll subsidize you for 2 months, and then, oh, 2 months have showed up, you're still not there. We'll give you 2 more months. Anyway, that's kind of how it sounded to me. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I would, I've tried to envision this several times, several hundred times. because it's not like you can take a pencil and draw a line, because it's always going to be moving here. That fluency, the number of people working, the amounts of money coming in, the numbers of people arriving before we've got resources, all those possibilities. And that you would have to keep looking at that because it's going to be dynamic and it's going to be changing. But there's a lot of wisdom, and in my opinion, getting those who can, give the most in order to provide for those who won't have it, so that no matter what, when the time comes, we'll have the resources, at least basic, to get by until we become more affluent. Now, that's just best guessing, looking, trying to think of what it looks like now, what it would look like then, how we get here from here to there. But this feels very truthful, that it is a observation of that which has happened.
Right, and it may not look the same in our day, the same principles, but obviously there'd be more than four jobs. They mentioned basically four different jobs of raising animals and plantations and other things, but there could be a lot more jobs definitions.
But if you think about it, think about a young family growing kids up, and whatever stewardship the father may have, there may not be room for the youngster, and to take him according to the youngster's proficiency or proclivity or whatever, and put them in a trade as an apprentice under somebody who is like a bricklayer or a mason or a roof builder. The people doing that and trying to decide who's best suited for where, that's trying to imagine that's a pretty good sized sense of responsibility. But I think it's going to really require some people who have their hearts right to do that. It's going to be, that'll be a test.
Yes, I can I have no idea how that's going to happen. I definitely am I don't, from the little I've heard, and I'm not that well connected with Brazil, but it's a work in progress
Good to see you,
from
Aaron.
what. Okay, any other comments? Okay, hey Rex, how about you reading the next verse, taking us forward?
Sure. This as some have argued among us, does not fulfill what was required by the Lord Jesus. And having all things in common, and in consecrating all that we have, and not only a part, retaining the remainder for our own benefit, for how much he said that there would be neither rich nor poor, nor slaves nor free among his people. So the next verse kind of gives some more
Okay.
understanding why they were introducing it as they were. So you want me to go ahead and read 8?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Here is the understanding of the High Council recorded in this statute concerning the administration of the law of consecration among its members as to the obtaining and administering of their own stewardship. We understand that the law of Christ does not require us to sacrifice everything. It only requires us to live the basic principles of consecration, in which we are required that our riches be available to the Lord, and that while we retain some part of everything we produce in our own warehouses, yet the Lord expects us to be willing, if need be, to sacrifice our houses, lands, and estates so that there may be a just distribution of riches.
Yeah, go ahead. Russell?
I've been listening to a book, Liberty, talking about the being jailed in Liberty Jail, but the thinking about what took place there in Missouri, how people were burned out, destroyed, crops, animals, everything. It's hard for me to imagine how they were able to continue and then buy property in Illinois to build a town on and everything. It's just amazing to see how those people were able to keep going forward.
Yeah, it is amazing. I had saw a YouTube up there about the Law of Enoch, according to Brigham Young. It's up there in the YouTubes, and so I thought, well, hey, I'd like to have a review of that. And I was listening to it, and the time at Brigham Young was so different, and he was condemning a lot of people for pleasure reading. And novel reading, and that's all my wife does is novel read. Reads as much novels as I watch TV, and I just was going, my, that seems so different. The issues of Brigham's day, and so yes, I am really wondering how this is going to go. And I find myself shaking my head, going, I wonder how they did that. That it must be a change of heart. I mean, when we're talking about born again, but I mean bigger than that, bigger that you get the gift of charity, so you would do that. That's the when I listen to both Brigham Young and kind of Brazil from a distance, it looks to me like that's the piece that I'm missing, is that I don't have that huge gift of charity in my heart that I had been thinking just in my own life. I'm going, well, if I bought this jet ski, which I own, I love jet skis, is like, well, you could keep that down at the storehouse, and somebody else buys a 4x4, and that could be down at the storehouse. And I was thinking, well, I could live with that. I took my jet ski out 4 times, and that would give somebody else a chance to do it, and have some fun in their life. But it's hard to imagine just how we're going to do this. Anyway, I just some rambling thoughts here that I've had. Yes, Dolores. Oh.
Dolores, go ahead, please.
There's in reading the records of the Nemaha, it there if you read long enough, it comes to a part. Excuse me. Where they did the United Order. And it tells about one of the leaders who had been a Lamanite having difficulty finding a occupation. And eventually they found that he could lead them in finding what is available to eat, because he would been out in the
The wild.
because involved in war, he was able to live by himself, and he knew the land and knew how to heal people. And it took them a while to find something for him to do, because he wasn't really that good with his hands or with other things. So it also talked about them, the one who was recording that he made of a fish sauce or a fish powder, and that was traded by the group to other other villages, and they would trade back and forth of what product they had. So you might want to read further in the Nemaha. And that's all.
Rex? Rex?
Yeah, thank you. I was just gonna get my thoughts back on 7 and 8 that, definitely it's gonna be a heart. It's gonna be a heart thing, as Brother Dewey mentioned. And we have to remember that it is from the heart, and we have to realize that it's gonna be from the heart of others, and we have to realize that not everyone's gonna be able to give the same amount across the board. We're gonna have to be able to be okay with, this person. This, not that everyone's gonna know the specifics, but there are gonna be individuals that know those things. But and there will be those that will be able to see, where people come from and what they get, what jobs or duties they get led into. And we have to have hearts of unity for this to work. It's not gonna work if we don't have that unity, because I can see if we don't have the right hearts and the unity, there can be jealousy come into this. And this person got this higher job that I wanted, and such, and we there's got to be there's gonna have to be a lot of humility. And I definitely believe there's gonna be a have to be a change of heart for everyone involved. So that was just some of my thoughts. Thank you.
Yeah, Thanks, Rex.
exactly. It talks about giving to the different people according to their need. And if we look at the outside and say, well, that person doesn't need this, or I don't evaluate those needs the way they evaluate the needs. And so, yeah, there's lots of room for turmoil and conflict and misunderstanding unless your heart is right. That's so right.
And that's where I was thinking about the jet ski, is that would be exactly what someone would think, or a 4x4, or a paraglider or whatever. And so if these things were kept at the storehouse and people knew you could go down there, and in the rec area you could rent out a 4x4 and for a few days, I mean, that's anyway, I was just trying to liken, well, would I be totally poor? The equivalent of, I took many trips down to Mexico, and, you see 5 or 6 year olds selling chiclets there at the border and different places, and you think, boy, I would never leave my child. I'm sure they're we're watching from a distance, but there's a lot of poverty there. And just trying to reconcile, well, how can I still keep the things I love? Didn't come up with any answers. I'm just simply regurgitating my thoughts this of what I've had this week as well. How would I feel about it? All right, so Steve, John.
Yeah, I have a tendency to get drawn into details and constantly be reminding myself to back up and look at the big picture, because I have to realize that I, having been schooled in Babylon, am not going to understand this from experience, and that following. I have confidence and faith in one thing, and that we're being taught the truth, and that the Lord is guiding this. And if I have faith in that, I don't have to know the details. That's the beauty of it. I don't have to know the details. Just show me. And without any exception, my experience down there has been when the time is right for the Lord to show, He does. Now, sometimes it's not the time I was wanting it in. I'd sit there for 3 months going, well, what are we going to do with this? And it almost like a magical stroke, we get revelation that answers it and has had time to pull the people together to pull it off to help us, which is going on right now back in Agudo. So I've got to a point through some experience with this of just what's the scripture say? Know that I am God. Sit and wait, be patient. That's hard for me to do, particularly when I've got a bunch of junk out there. I'm like doing, wondering, well, I need to sell that boat and I need to get all that stuff. And nobody's wanting to buy that. Where can I take it? All those details. And I think the number one thing for me to remember that I can actually have some confidence and real faith in is just to keep focusing on my faith and that the Lord's in charge, not me. Just get on the bus. You're not driving. Move on. But it's hard to do that because we're all schooled in this thing, this self-driven, independent, competitive success judged by who's got the most when they die, which makes no sense. And all, they even glorify those things like live hard, die young, leave a nice corpse. There's all kinds of things out there that glamorize that same thing to justify doing these things, knowing it's not fulfilling and continuing to do them. And so through that filter, I understand that I don't know anything except selfish things. I need to be taught.
Right. And it another thought that comes to my mind is it may just simply be when the call to go into the wilderness happens, wherever happens here in Utah and happens in other places, how many people will go? Because that you'll drop a tremendous amount of Babylon or things if you choose to go out in the wilderness and be taught. And I'd had several witnesses over the last 20 years that I would choose that. So thinking about that, I guess that would be kind of the moment of truth for most people is will they, when the call is from Utah to go back or for Brazil to go to Brazil, whatever the situation is, I think it's a little different for all of us, at least in my mind, trying to reconcile the revelations I've had personally with everything else. I concluded that, well, not everybody's going to go to Brazil, and there will be other places of safety. And then the call to go back, well, somewhere in that process of getting to the New Jerusalem, we'll give up a lot of Babylon. I'm sure we'll be corrected in the wilderness. And this process is not gonna, I mean, this is gonna be over years, years and years, as I'm been thinking about the gathering, you know, when the 144,000 go out and gather two by two, they go out and gather everybody from around the world who is a true believer. When that kind of power and things start happening, there'll be all these circumstances where we can become more faithful. Anyway, that's kind of my worldview. I kind of get that mostly from Isaiah, my studying of Isaiah, and then imagining how that would be. But anyway, any other thoughts? Okay, let's move on. Who wants to do 10?
Nine.
Nine. Is it nine?
I'll read. This, therefore, is what is really required of us in regard to our stewardship, that there be no rich among us, referring to the United Order. For how much were some families suffering from need? Do you want the next verse also?
Sure.
For verily, verily, I say unto you, unless our intention as a church is to put all in equal conditions, in the sense that there is none among us having some need, then we shall never be one, as was required by us. I did want to make a comment. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Amish, but I grew up in and around them. They get together and build houses for a new couple or a new barn. So that would be some aspect, maybe, of a united order. Of course, it would make sure that a new wedded couple would have a house.
Yeah, and they do it with the no power tools, or I mean, modern tools. I was walking up there in the Missouri. Oh, Seth, in Seth, it's right next to Adamon Diamond, and there's some people there that had felt like that. The real meetings would be held out on that property. And I was walking around thinking about that. And one of the Amish stopped and offered me a ride. And I got up in his black carriage. And, he took me up 3 or 4 blocks. And yeah, it's an interesting. It's an interesting concept to think that how we're going to mend it all together. I believe that we will. I am honestly baffled to know how I'm going to do these things. And again, it comes back to, can I use the Father's name and invoke the gifts? If I had if, I'm thinking if I could get those gifts of love and charity. Anyway, I'm thinking that is the key to get the desire that I currently am not sure I have, that change of heart, that being born again, and we all know being born again is it's a long process. There's not very many of us that just have a Alma the Younger experience and ka-ching, their heart never looks back. Should we move on?
Sure.
Who else wants to read?
We haven't heard much from Aaron yet.
I can read.
Zipper.
Wherefore, if there be any rich man among the chosen ones delighting in his goods, while there remaineth a poor man among us, the rich man shall be required to give a portion of all that he hath to help and benefit of his brother.
Continue with the next one.
But if this rich man refuse to help with the possessions he possesses, then he himself will be cut off and expelled from this covenant, but not from the people of the church, unless his refusal to help is an act of rebellion.
I guess you'd have to have the spirit to know whether it was an act of rebellion. That was one thing when I read through this, I thought, well, gee, what would that be? Refusal to help. Anyway, those are one of the things I pondered about.
I thought it was
And
interesting that there's two parts. There are United Order people and then the rest of the church people.
yeah, and I had looked at that and rejoiced. that I'm still in there, kind of. And what would you call it? Elementary school area where my heart is still trying to be shaped to where I become to where I have more charity for people. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Should we go on?
I'll read 13. Nevertheless, as the Lord is disclosing the great secret to us, the high council of the church feels sad about the grumbling among you, just as it was in the days of Moses. For how much we cannot conceive in our way of thinking the most effective way to designate this people, their portions, according to their families, and according to their yearnings and needs, if not by means of a previously arranged order, according to the direction of the Church of Christ. There's wisdom in that.
Yeah,
Steve, do
wow.
you go
Wow.
ahead?
That's just exactly what you said, Brother Steve, a couple verses ago.
It's not only going to be hard for people to hear, but the people trying to follow the Lord in their heart and doing the right things, they're going to be under the same challenges. And if they don't have a plan, that's why this just it vibrates with the truth of somebody having seen it go on and learned from it.
Do you guys think that this statement, the Lord is disclosing this great secret to us, do you think he's talking about just this very conversation we're having of the United Order? Kind of think that's what he's talking about, but I also wonder, is am I missing something?
Well, I may understand a little differently, but disclosing this great secret that to us, to me, is a sealed book. I mean, because in Acts of the Three Nephites 8:1, we've got that about the feelings and the sentiments. We get several secrets. And I think to me it sounds like part of the whole. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
But I think that would be could apply to our time, but I think that this was written in their time. They probably had another great secret. I don't know. Is this are the verses only written for us, or are they talking about themselves?
I think it's more than that. Just scanning over what's previously written.
More in what way you're saying, Aaron?
Prophecy, things being sealed, things coming forth.
Oh, so you're saying it's more than the people at the time. It is about a future, more than about their current time.
Yes.
Okay.
So it kind of comes from like looking at it from our perspective now, and then also looking at it from the perspective of Jonah a little bit.
Aaron, would you like to take us farther?
Sure. Without the program of the church to administer your consecrations, there will be no equity among men who will hold their resources for the benefit of their brethren. For how much each one will enter into debate with his neighbor to see who among them should distribute his surplus to the brother in need. So it really just it's lined out for us here.
Yeah, the next verse, I think, kind of answers that question.
Shall I read it?
Yes.
Therefore, according to the commandments of Christ, this instrument, the high council of the church, has been instituted to administer all things related to the order of Enoch. And the distribution of its resources is just and equitable, without that the wealthy among the covenant people benefit from the sacred order, while others less fortunate perish for want of help.
Well, I have to say that I have not seen any other church in this area. The LDS Church does some things that are still amazingly good. Like, I don't know, I would never, at least at the current, I could go and get a month's worth of food, no problem. I can go there and somebody will look for, through the job listings and hopefully get inspiration on maybe me finding a job. I guess what I'm saying is I see a tremendous amount of good that the church still has. They're not living the United Order fully, like Brigham Young was trying. But I do know that I can't imagine anybody in the ward or stake starving. So I guess I have seen that, and that is functioning well. I don't know, I haven't met another church that I thought did it as well. So I'm not down in Brazil, so that would be so helpful to be able to see it actually function in that model. But I do acknowledge that that safety net is there for me in the LDS Church. I just can't imagine somebody going without food nowadays, but I suppose after World War III, all the changes that are about to happen in the next 10 years, you probably are not going to be able to survive by yourself. And, if you don't have some organization, you don't have a group of people working together, you're just, especially if you're retired like I am. Anyway, some of the thoughts I just are going through my mind. Any other comments? Okay, who can move us forward? Verse 16.
I can read that.
Russell?
This system will provide security and peace among the people of the Lord, where all will be able to worship in Him in comfort and harmony without resentment that some apparently have more than others. For how much a just distribution will be made according to the desire and the need of each family, so that all may affirm that all goes well in Zion, that all prosper in common accord, and that all are happy within their sphere of stewardship, without there being limit to develop. If the one who receives only a portion is willing to rise as long as there is a responsible administration of the resources of the kingdom of God entrusted to it, delivering three or more times beyond what was required, increasing by personal merit its own conditions in the family as long as he maintains his covenant, given all his surplus to the church's storehouse.
There we go. There's our answers.
Explain what I just read, Aaron.
Well, I'm just seeing the, I see the United Order. I see the church. I see the High Council. and I see just a complex system, but everybody working together and doing what they're supposed to do. And that's just what I see, and I see it in the second invitation.
I thought the words delivering three or more times beyond what was required was interesting. So they've got a stewardship, but they're doing better than their stewardship and actually yielding back into the storehouse better than what was expected of them.
That's how I understand it.
Yeah.
Justin, those are the. I'm sorry, Brother Steve. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. I didn't mean to. But those three words, a willingness to rise, or four words, whatever. In other words, if you can be more productive and you've got the enthusiasm and the creativity intelligence to do that, then they let you grow more. Keeping in mind, you can always rise, and with it, those things that have been previously listed here.
Well, I was just thinking of some of the things, some of the times in my life where I have attempted more of a united order, going down to the, I'm not far from Salt Lake where I can go to the Bishop's Storehouse. And I did that several times, working with a bunch of members canning. And, I had kind of a sense of brotherhood. I don't know. It was a huge machinery, and all I'm doing is, moving the cans, putting them in boxes. Or I think about the time I asked my ward to, actually, it's my wife. My wife asked the ward to come help us remove a tree that had fallen. And so those are just, I'm just thinking of some of my own experiences where it was a united effort to help someone. And so I'm certainly grateful that is functioning here in Utah. And I definitely see where if you, one of the problems that Brazil has right now is there's just so few people. I don't know the numbers in the church, but obviously a well-functioning stake, does have those kind of things where, you can go down to the cannery and donate 6 hours. These kind of things that'll kind of help people. Anyway, those are just my ramblings.
Do we?
Yes.
I think you probably do it as families as well. Maybe if you have an apple tree and you've made all the pies and all the apple butter and all everything, and you still have apples, you would be glad to give them away instead of seeing them rot. I'm sure you do it with your garden produce if you do gardens. It's something that's there, I believe. That's all.
Yes. Yeah. We've given food surplus to the ward. And there's only so much squash you can eat. Anyway. But right, apples is right now, I think, because we are so rich, we're so richly blessed. Most of the apple trees go to the ground in my neighborhood. But it's there when a hard times show up. Right. And that's, you got to start somewhere.
I don't
Okay.
a
Go
farm
ahead.
with a farm. Years ago, my husband and I had a little small farm, maybe 8 acres, but we had a field and we did have three cows. We didn't do pigs because my husband's background is Muslim. But with pigs, you'd have a litter and you'd be willing to give some of those pigs away, I think.
Yeah.
Cows are a little bit more precious. That would be difficult, I could see. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Who wants,
Dewey, thank
let's
you very
see.
much. It looks like
You
you've
bet.
done great. Oh, we'll stop our recording now and we'll start on chapter 10 next week.